Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and in this weekly segment, we speak to BBC journalists about the international stories they're tracking in the week ahead. Today, we welcome back Rich Preston, senior journalist and presenter with the BBC. Rich, wonderful to have you with us again.
Good to be with you, Rachel.
So let's start off in India, Rich, because we've seen a significant rise in the number of coronavirus cases and deaths there over the last few weeks. Reports out today that the tally of infections in India has surpassed that $17 million mark. $17 million mark, rather. In spite of that, one of the country's biggest religious festivals is still ongoing. What's happening?
Yeah, that's right, Rachel. This is the Kumbh Mela festival, massive Hindu festival. Mm-hmm. Millions of Hindus travel to cities in the north of the country as part of this to bathe in the river Ganges. Mm. The river is believed to be holy and it cleanses you of your sins. Now, officials in the north have been criticised for letting the festival go ahead. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is the last day of the festival and it's expected to be a big one. As part of it, thousands of Naga Sadhu, they are followers of the Hindu god Lord Shiva, are expected to lead the bath into the river. Now, that in itself is a concern because they normally live up in the Himalayas, isolated from society, and they only come down to the plains for the Kumbh Mela. So they're going to be coming down into this huge crowd where COVID infections are rife.
And we have seen news of a variant that's out in India. Can you tell us more on the latest updates on that?
Yeah, it's officially known as B1617. It was first detected in India in October, but testing is not widespread enough across India to be able to determine how far or quickly the variant is spreading. It has made it out of the country, though, including to Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, the US, Nigeria. It's one of the reasons travellers from India are not allowed to come into the UK at the moment. It's not known yet whether this variant is more infectious, but it is thought it may be able to evade antibodies better than previous variants.
We're speaking with Rich Preston, senior journalist and presenter with the BBC. And Rich, in other news out in the US, tomorrow, the next stage in a court battle between the American pop star Britney Spears and her father. He's currently in control of her estate and she's fighting to get it back. What's the story there?
Yeah, she hasn't been in control of her own affairs since 2008. She was 26 then. She had a very public breakdown, and that resulted in her father being granted status as conservator of her estate. So any finances, profit, land, etc., he doesn't own them, but he does control them. There are two elements to this: Britney Spears' financial affairs and the affairs for her as a person. Now, her father, Jamie Spears, used to control both. He now only controls the financial element. A woman called Jodie Montgomery took control of the personal element in 2019.
Okay.
Britney is 39 now, and she says she wants her father removed from all control, and for this woman, Jodie Montgomery, to take over both aspects. The financial estate for Britney Spears, it's worth about $60 million US dollars. Now, lawyers acting for Britney Spears say that she is afraid of her father, but lawyers acting for her father say he's loving, caring, and only does what's best for his daughter.
So what exactly will be happening tomorrow then, Rich? And is there any way of telling how this is likely to play out?
Well, tomorrow is what's called a status hearing. So the judge, the lawyers, and the individuals themselves get together. They see if there's a way of resolving this amicably. We're going to have to keep our eyes on this, but we're not expecting that to be the case. Britney wants control of her estate and her finances back in her hands. Her father says he's the best person to look after them. If the two sides can't agree, then we're looking at a full and likely very public court hearing further down the line.
Now, Rich, in other news coming out later this week, a court appeal by the Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny. Can you bring us up to speed on what we can expect in the coming week?
Yes, Alexei Navalny, President Putin's biggest critic, of course, he's just ended a hunger strike in prison. Now, officially, he was jailed for violating the terms of a suspended sentence from back in 2014. He says the charges are trumped up and they're intended to silence him. The appeal this week is related to a different offence. It's related to a conviction for slandering a Russian war veteran. He was fined the equivalent of $11,500. That conviction, like many, prompted protests from Mr. Navalny's supporters.
Well, Rich, thank you so much for taking the time to share all those updates on what to look out for in the week ahead.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Rich Preston, senior journalist and presenter at the BBC.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.